USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden warned Russian President Vladimir Putin on a phone call of swift and severe costs if Russia escalates tensions by invading Ukraine. According to the White House, Biden also said that a further Russian invasion of Ukraine would produce widespread human suffering and diminish Russia's standing. Russia continues military exercises on the border with Ukraine with almost 100,000 troops. Also, Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke on the phone with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Officials are warning U.S. Embassy personnel to evacuate from the capital of Ukraine. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
We want to be crystal clear on this point. Any American in Ukraine should leave as soon as possible, and in any event, in the next 24 to 48 hours.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
Government officials are calling for action to end a large protest at a port of entry between the U.S. and Canada. And U.S. security officials say they're monitoring a possible similar protest that could disrupt the Super Bowl and President Biden's State of the Union address next month. The Freedom Convoy protests began in late January and returned about a week ago at the port of entry that separates Windsor, Ontario, and Detroit. The demonstrations are causing trouble for trucks moving products between the U.S. and Canada. Automakers on both sides of the border are getting hit hard. Authorities are trying to clear activists from the Canadian side of the Ambassador Bridge, which connects Windsor and Detroit. It's one of the busiest trade routes between the two countries. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer urged Canadian authorities to take all necessary and appropriate steps to get the bridge open again. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds from Crack Addict to CEO, with any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
According to experts, gas prices have hit their highest level in 8 years, and analysts expect even higher gas prices by summertime. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
Americans are feeling the pain at the pump, especially over last month. That's because gas prices are up nearly 20 cents from this time a month ago. The current national average for regular is $3.48 a gallon. The South and parts of the Midwest are seeing the cheapest prices. The West and Northwest are dealing with the most expensive gas. American Petroleum Institute CEO Mike Summers believes a lot of the blame in the high gas prices falls on President Biden's shoulders.
A lot of this can be pinned on some bad policy decisions that were made at the very beginning of this administration. When you start the administration by cutting off access to the Keystone XL pipeline, banning permitting and leasing on federal lands, stopping development in ANWR, we should be all concerned about some of these policy choices that have been made. And we need to go back to a period of encouraging development of oil and natural gas in the United States.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
If you missed our newscast at the top of the hour, remember, you can hear it anytime on our website at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.